Just a few reflections on the memorial service yesterday. As I mentioned before, Margaret Currens was raised in this congregation. But she was also a very bold kind of person. One thing that was stated quite a few times was that she was a woman who was not afraid to speak her mind. And the fact that at that particular time in our nation's history, she was a person who made her way to New York City and in the male-dominated, at that point, I don't know if you've seen that Mad Men television show, but about advertising, but she made her way in that, paving the way probably for a lot of women who followed her. She was a very bold person. I have a feeling that maybe growing up in this congregation, she stuck out like a sore thumb. Brethren are not necessarily known for their boldness. Yes, we have bold actions, but speaking loudly and clearly what we think is not always something that can be said about the brethren. We tend to be more quiet. Even as we are quiet, though, we need to be purposeful, intentional. Reflections also on some of the sending that we are doing today. I mean, with our graduates, in a sense, we are sending you forward. Your life, the rest of your life awaits you, and a lot of that rest of your life, at least the next portion, may be not nearby us. You will be in your own world, a different place. You'll be treading where you have never gone before. And we want to encourage you to be bold. Even as, because of our tradition, because of our calling from Jesus, we want to encourage you to not always be the same as everybody else. We want to encourage you to be different. For those of us who are heading to the Dominican Republic, we know a little bit about what it means to be different. We will discover that as we are with our brothers and sisters down there, who in some ways will be sticking out in their own communities because they dress a little bit different. I mean, they're not plain clothes brethren. They're not like our conservative brethren, but they also are concerned about issues of not exposing a lot of flesh, and which, you know, makes a lot of sense in a very hot country near closer to the equator than what we are. But I guess I want to encourage of us, those of you, Nikki, where's Nikki, and Tessa, and want to pass along to the rest. Even as we are there, there's a boldness we need to have in stepping forth, being sent. This particular scripture this morning is about being bold, but it's about being bold when your hair stands up. I know some of you understand that a little better than others. This text is dangerous. I don't know if you felt that danger as you were listening to it. On a day in which we are sending forth our young people, you know, those words about loving God more than father and mother, those words about, you know, Jesus said, you know, we almost cringe. I don't know if you did, but did you cringe when you heard him say, "I came not to bring peace, but a sword"? Those are tough, tough words. They're words about putting our lives in ultimate perspective, where our trust most deeply lies in this world. Now, Jesus, with those words, was not calling his disciples to kind of go forth and boldly be like idiots telling people to hate their parents. Anything but the truth there. But the truth is that sometimes the gospel cuts deep. And sometimes this bit, I mean, as our graduates and we were reading that particular scripture, you know, those words may be familiar to us, but those words can cut. In a world that does not necessarily live by loving your neighbor as yourself, that does not necessarily live by the teachings of Jesus in relation to how to treat other people and how to relate to God, those words can be cutting. They can divide. And sometimes the divide is right straight down the middle of a family. We don't experience that as much here, but imagine growing up in a Muslim country where your family is predominantly Islamic. And what it would mean for you, in some cases, it may mean capital punishment or worse, to turn in a different direction. But we don't have to go overseas to experience that, even within some families. You know, we talk about, you know, we joke about dysfunctional families and how some of us are caught in doing things the way we've always done it in our families, ways that can be very destructive of one another, and we're kind of caught in how we operate for one another, and we don't know how to get out of it. And sometimes that turn to move in a different direction, operate a little bit differently, to have a different perspective, cuts and divides. And those who have just always done it this way resist. And sometimes our worst enemies are those closest to us. In the context of the first believers, you know, remember, and I have a feeling this text operated more in the early church as they were listening to Jesus and trying to figure out what it meant to be different from their own relatives, and how in some cases it just broke right down through the middle of a family. Perspective. Sense of perspective. As we head off in new directions, that's in a very important thing we need to have. Where is our life oriented? What is our purpose as a person, as a people? Orienting our lives to God. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not something that we can do overnight. You know, as I think of this text and how Jesus spoke about coming not to bring peace but a sword, I think these texts, a text like that, needs to put over against the text where Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons and daughters of God." We need to balance texts one against the other. And that bit about Jesus said, "I come to separate." And so that fathers and sons, there will be a separation, and mothers and daughters, and daughters-in-law for mothers-in-law. I wonder why he doesn't say fathers and fathers-in-law and sons-in-law. But that particular scripture needs to be paired with that one about honoring your father and your mother. They are in tension. We need to live in the tension between scriptures, folks. So much evil is done within the Christian church when we lose that sense of balance and perspective, and we weigh one more heavily than the other. We need to live with them in balance. That's how we gain our sense of purpose in this world. Purpose. Live purposefully. Live trustingly. Now, this is the whole bit about the hairs on your head. Because there are definitely times in our lives which scare us. I don't know if you've had those moments. I'm not talking about scary movies and things like this. But if you had those moments in life when you're facing into things and the very hairs on your body, not necessarily on your head, but elsewhere, just standing on end. Those are very real moments. Times we are tempted to lose the battle with fear. And remember, a couple weeks ago, I talked about how fear and faith are, there's a razor-thin edge between the two. Will we respond in life with fear, or will we respond with faith? I guess part of the answer to how to move in the direction of living by faith is to put into perspective what the world can do. I mean, Jesus talked about here about how we can live in fear of those who can kill the body, but not the mind, the soul, the very breath of life that is within us. Instead, to put our lives into the perspective of the one who can. I mean, the one who made us. In the Proverbs it says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I don't believe that's necessarily calling us to constantly be walking around in dire fear of God. But that's a different kind of hair standing up. Have you had moments in your life when you, in looking at the vastness of creation, in looking at how things are happening around you, when you look at the very happenings within your own life and see God's involvement, have you had those moments when your hair stand on end and you become aware? I guess the word we use, and it's a very inadequate word, some of us use it too much, is that word awe and wonder. Sense of awe at the vastness of God. God is more powerful than any other force in this world, in this universe. God is God. And the beginning of wisdom is when we realize there's nothing in life that can affect us any more than God can. God has the greatest effect upon our lives. We can face into the most difficult of circumstances. We can sit in a court of law and have people say terrible things about us. But deep within us, we can know that we were made by and we are loved by the God of the universe. The world can do what it may, but what the world intends for wrong, God intends for good. Live trustingly. And finally, getting back to that first point about boldness. Brethren have had their times of braveness. Is that a word? Of boldness. We have acted in our past in ways that came not from fear, but rather from hope. And it is our prayer, I guess, as a denomination, as we face into our 300-year anniversary, and when many wonder, well, in 300 years, will we still exist? That's not the proper question. The proper question, as always, is, will we be like Jeremiah? Jeremiah, who could not keep silent. Jeremiah, who said, even when I tried to keep quiet, God burned deep within me, so much so that I could not resist God. Live purposely, live trustingly, live bravely. That's all Jesus asks. And remember, the one who said these difficult words is the same one who came to the seashore and spoke to simple fishermen like Peter or Pedro. The same one who said, come, and I'll make you fishers of men. Remember when Jesus extended that invitation, he said, come, I'm going to make you a sword. No, I'll make you a fisher of men. Just simply trust and follow. Our final hymn is one that you, if you wish, can sing in Spanish. It's there in your hymnal. But we're going to sing it in English anyway. There's several verses. But it's tying us back to that calling and how we are all called to follow Jesus. Lord, you have come to the lakeshore number 229. Let's stand and sing that together.